USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden hosted German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the White House. He talked about the likely agenda for the joint futures forum that's being set up.
We need to make sure that the rules of the road governing the use of emerging technologies advance freedom, not authoritarianism and repression. And we need to promote a sustainable and inclusive economic recovery that enhances the prosperity and opportunities for all.
Merkel mentioned through an interpreter the heavy flooding that's killed at least 60 people in her country and in Belgium.
My heart goes out to all of those who in this catastrophes lost their loved ones or who are still worrying about the fate of people still missing.
Dozens of people are still missing after heavy rains in Western Europe caused heavy flooding. There's also flooding in Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Northern France. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Los Angeles County announced it's going to reinstate indoor mask mandates amid surging COVID-19 cases. The mandate applies regardless of whether they've been vaccinated against the virus. COVID-19 cases are rising in 45 states as the more infectious Delta virus has become more prominent. Nike wants disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti to pay fines for trying to extort them out of millions of dollars. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Oregon-based company is seeking just over $856,000 from the lawyer, who was given 2.5 years in prison for his actions in the scheme. Nike's financial request is actually a revised one, as the company previously wanted $1.7 million. Avenatti was convicted for threatening to give Nike bad publicity if they didn't pay him millions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The former ambassador to the UN is speaking out about the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, USA's Lance Pry reports.
Former South Carolina governor and United Nations ambassador Nikki Haley on Fox News says America's withdrawal from Afghanistan was done poorly.
One issue is the withdrawal. The other issue is how it was done. The idea that the base left in the, in the dark of night and just suddenly disappeared was a terrible sign for our enemies and for our allies. And, you know, what we want is we don't want thousands of people on the ground in Afghanistan, but we need a presence, an intelligence presence. You know, in Syria, we had a presence, not a lot of people, but Russia and Iran didn't mess with us. They let us know what was going on all the time because they knew we were watching. You have now taken every ounce of our eyes and ears off what's happening. Taliban's taken over 85%. And what that now means is we now have to be careful at home because we don't know what the terrorists are doing abroad.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The European Union Court of Justice ruled that private employers can prohibit headscarves if it's part of a comprehensive ban on all religious and political symbols in relation to a policy on neutrality. The decision, part of a case brought by two Muslim women working in Germany, reaffirmed a similar decision in 2017. Critics say the rules are discriminatory and target those practicing Islam. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.